Hallelujah. God bless somebody that is listening to me there. The Almighty God will promote your destiny. Mercy of God shall not depart from you. The Lord will clothe you with garment of favor. You will move from strength to strength in the name of Jesus Christ. As we are participating in this prophetic decree, today to 24th day of the month of January, year 2021, the mercy of God shall cover your destiny. Glory of God shall envelop your life. The hand of the Lord shall lift you up and promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. The remaining days of this very particular month shall speak great things into your life. God shall connect you with people that matters in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every verdict of darkness against your destiny shall be revoked. Every prayer against your destiny shall be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. The purpose of God shall be established concerning your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God shall wipe away your tears. God shall take your battle and fight for you. God shall disgrace your enemy. Your enemy shall scatter. Their purpose shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration on this wonderful day, 24th day of the month of January, year 2021. And I pray that God will remember you today. Mercy of God shall not depart from you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will open way, and God will open the way where there's no way. God will make things easy for you. God will raise a path for your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. See somebody climbing a ladder. You will climb a ladder to the top. Ladder of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall be established. You shall be enlarged. You shall increase. You shall experience financial favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about breaking witchcraft curses. Breaking witchcraft curses. Breaking witchcraft curses. Let's read Galatians chapter 3, the popular verse 13. 13 to 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that is hanged on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, the promise of the Spirit through faith, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Through faith. We can see in that place that when a curse is on a man, that curse can only be dealt with by the sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that is hanged on the tree. Yesterday I was defining a curse. I say curse is wishing somebody evil. A curse is a dark hand that is collecting the blessings of someone. A curse is a statement that is placing somebody under a state of bondage. A curse can be an invisible barrier that will keep people away from receiving what God has for them. So a curse is a terrible thing. A curse is to call for mischief or injury upon someone. And when that kind of curse is pronounced on someone by a witch or by somebody who is a sorcerer, it becomes a very terrible thing. If you remember in Numbers, you find out that God had to stand against Balaam. God did not want Balaam to go and pronounce a curse upon the children of God. God understood the power of curses. And that was why God was telling Balaam not to do that. Because God quite understand that if Balaam begin to issue curses, it can be very, very dangerous. So when a witch pronounce a curse on someone, a witch who has entered into covenant with the devil, a witch that have swallowed others, and if he pronounces a curse on someone, if that fellow does not know what to do, it can be a very terrible thing. And I told you that curses also are guided by laws. Yesterday I read Romans chapter 6 verse 27. where the Bible says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Romans chapter 8 verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life is Christ. For the law of the spirit of life is Christ Jesus, made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we have seen there, we have seen three laws. We have seen the law of faith, the law of sin, and the law of death. Also, you need to understand that curses are guided by laws. Number one, a curse cannot just come on someone. It's not possible. There must be a reason for that curse. There must be a purpose for that curse. And there must be a legal ground for that curse to rest upon. Number two, there must be something in the victim's life, something in the life of that fellow, that agree with that curse before a curse can be effective in the life of someone. So you need to understand that. Number three law, except a curse is broken, it will continue its operation. If we can continue it for the next 100 years, except a curse is broken. So you need to deliberately break a curse if you want the curse to expire. Number four laws that we need to know. A curse is a spiritual problem which cannot be solved by any other means, any other natural means. It must be attacked spiritually. So you must deal with a curse in the spiritual matter. With prayer, you deal with curse and break the curse, and the curse will be broken. Number five, when sin remains in the life of a person, a curse will remain. If a sin remains in the life of a person, a curse will remain. If you refuse to completely depart from sin, whether little or big sin, what you have just done is to create a space for the curse to land. Number six laws. Evil speech and false speech can propagate curses. You know, the evil spirit, they are always happy with people that speak bad statement to themselves. Because when you pronounce bad thing to yourself, you just help the curses to stay. So you need to know that one. And the next point is this. Christ has redeemed us from the curses by substitution. Christ has redeemed us from the curses by substitution. The Bible says he became a curse for us so that the curses upon our head can be removed. It is our duty to appropriate what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary and deal with that particular curse in our lives. These are very, very fundamental laws that guide operation of curses. When a curse is pronounced upon the life of someone by an agent of darkness, you begin to notice things not working for that fellow. The fellow will write exam and fail. The fellow, if can even be in a place, try to read for that exam. The place where he is may not be too far from the exam hall. But before you know, he will slip off in that place until they finish the exam. He's operating under a curse. When a person is operating under witchcraft curses, everything that he lays his hand upon shall not prosper. Because he's operating under witchcraft curses. When someone is operating under witchcraft curses, he will notice that life will become unbearable. That is why you and I need to pray. When someone is operating under witchcraft curses, he will be falling ill, going to hospital and becoming today hospital, tomorrow hospital, spending a lot of money. He's operating under or labor under witchcraft curses. When someone is laboring under witchcraft curses, His system will not balance. His marriage will not settle. His finances will be going down because something is draining him. When somebody is operating on witchcraft causes, he will be falling into error. He can resign from his place of work. And people will be saying, why are you resigning? He will say, we just want to resign. Because he's operating under a curse. When somebody is operating under witchcraft curses, he will be buying what embargo is already on it. When somebody is operating under witchcraft curses, that is the time you will see him investing in a business that will be taken away from his hand by 419 whatsoever. Because he is operating under a curse. When someone is operating under a curse, especially witchcraft curses, it will be like his prayer not answered. He will struggle. He will not be able to have anything for it. There will be untimely death in that environment. There will be constant pain everywhere because there is a witchcraft curse working upon him. I pray for someone here. Every pronouncement of any curse upon your destiny is hereby broken by fire. What you need to do today, just surrender your life to Jesus and tell the Lord to save you. And then you'll be free. You'll be free. Thank you, Father. Get ready as we are going to pray now. Aha. If you have confessed your sin, just tell the Lord to take control. I pray for you. The Lord will liberate you in Jesus' name. Tomorrow I will talk. We'll go one by one into steps of destroying witchcraft curses. And I want you to make sure that you listen to that broadcast. It's very important. So that it can be of help to another. We are going to pray now. Get your bottle of oil ready. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Don't forget your 12 prayer requests. Write it down. I'm going to pray on it before we finish. I decree by the decree of the Lord that this oil shall carry the power of deliverance. This oil shall become anointed. The blood of Jesus Christ shall enter fully into this oil and this water. The power that break the yoke of curses shall enter into this oil and this water in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus into this oil and this water. I plead the blood of Jesus into this oil and this water. The oil shall become anointed with power in the name of Jesus Christ. This oil shall become the oil of God as the blood of Jesus mixes with this oil with power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your head now. And you must pray the following prayer very well. Say, magnetic curses assigned to bring me back to square one. In the name of Jesus. Magnetic curses assigned to bring me back to square one. In the name of Jesus. Magnetic curses assigned to bring me back to square one. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any agent of darkness that has pronounced a curse upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness that has pronounced a curse upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness that has pronounced a curse upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness that has pronounced a curse upon my life. In Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the power of curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the power of curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from power of curses. In Jesus' name, pray, take the oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest area and lay your hand on it. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft curses. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any curse that is working against my well-being, break. In the name of Jesus, any curse that is working against my well-being, break. In the name of Jesus, any curse that is working against my well-being, break. Break, break, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every cause of untimely death, break, in the name of Jesus. Every cause of untimely death, break, break, in the name of Jesus. Every cause of untimely death, break, 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 and release me now. Release me now. Release me now. I command the curses working against your destiny to release you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your belly button now. Now put that oil on your belly button. Rub it. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, rub it very well towards your womb. And you pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, witchcraft curses working against my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses working against my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses working against my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses working against my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses working against my testimony. In Jesus' name, pray this prayer more. Say, witchcraft curses aborting my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses aborting my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses aborting my testimony. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft curses aborting my testimony. In Jesus' name, I pray against every cause of miscarriage, breakthrough miscarriage, conception miscarriage. I command the curse to be broken. I say, let the curse be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha! Take the oil and anoint your two hands. You need to shout loud and clear. Every curse of begging and borrowing. In the name of Jesus. Every curse of begging and borrowing. In the name of Jesus. Every curse of begging and borrowing. In the name of Jesus. The curses of begging and borrowing. Tied by fire. Tied by fire. Tied by fire. Tied by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two legs now. Say, every curse of backwardness, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of backwardness, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of backwardness, break, break in Jesus' name, we pray. I command you today, begin to experience dumbfounding breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ. Every cause of breakthrough miscarriage, every cause of children miscarriage, every cause of testimony miscarriage, let the cause be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every cause that has made your life stagnant, every cause that is affecting your children presently, every cause that is affecting your health, I command the causes right over there. Wherever they are operating against your destiny, I command the curse to be broken, 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command your release now from the captivity of witchcraft curses. Be released now from the captivity of witchcraft curses. I cut it off by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power in the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed from witchcraft curses in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now take your prayer request out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray unto these 12 prayer requests in the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command speedy answer, quick answer on this prayer request in the name of Jesus Christ. From number 1 to number 12. Within the next few days, the Lord will surprise somebody that is saying amen to this prayer now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will answer your prayers and there will be testimony. I soak the prayer point in the blood of Jesus. I soak the prayer request in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha! I can see that the Lord has done something. I pray for that brother. Right from today, the Lord will connect you to destiny helpers. I pray for that sister. The Lord says, I should tell you that barrenness is over in your life. Miscarriage is over in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak into the life of everyone here. The glory of God shall cover you. God shall lift you high. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that our heads shall be sound. Our head shall be secured. Every arrow fired against our health, go back to the sender. Arrow of fever, go back to the sender. Arrow of malaria, go back to the sender. Arrow of pain, go back to the sender. Arrow of whatever they are,
I challenge them now in your body, in your soul, in your blood, in your vein, in your joint, in your liver, in your kidney, in anywhere they are, where I command the arrow to go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back to send the name of Jesus Christ. I command the release upon our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, you want to get across to us, send information to our phone, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can also call us for prayers. Can send information to our numbers 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.